Hello?
Hi, good
Hello?
morning. Good morning, Kiowa Family First here. Just want to confirm with you that you're scheduled for an appointment today with the broker.
Wait a minute, what broker?
Is this Richard?
Yeah.
Yes, I think I spoke with you. You let me know that your assessment with the broker is scheduled
Wait.
Who the fuck you are?
There's someone else. Wait a minute. They were supposed to come out the 20th to see Richard.
For the home care services?
Right? He's in the nursing home.
Oh, okay, fine. So I thought that you let me know it was the 19th, but if it's the 20th, then that's okay.
Yeah, they're supposed to go out. They don't have to be there. So the nursing home. Yeah. I'm trying to deal with this, and the other doctor... Wait. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going a little bit fast. We have to be on the same page. Okay. Now, listen. After the 20th, right? I'm going to call the 21st and get another assessment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my theory is I'm having problems because I'm still out of work doing home care. And I need to do home care for my bills because I don't want to bring Richard in the street with me. You understand? I'm looking for a home care job.
Right. Like I said, I understand.
Wait, why? I'm sorry, why?
I understand. You want to speed the process up 100%. I get that.
Yeah, because I won't get paid for him for a couple months. So we're going to have to figure out how to expedite this.
So I'll tell you, it's with the county. It's not with our agency. To get approved, the agency helps you get approved by the county. Now, it's a little bit up to the county. So however fast we work, that's, you know, we could hopefully get it faster, but we can't, like, skip the process. These steps are required from the county.
All right, now I want to ask you something. If the guy should take him out, would it be better to my house? Would
no,
it be better?
I think that's better. Because there's only like two assessments and then later on one more assessment. So they could be done in his nursing home. They don't need to be done in the home.
You know, when will they do the hours after the second assessment?
That's when the service coordinator, once he's assigned, once he gets approved and the service coordinator, that's when they come down and they'll meet with him and they'll discuss the hours. So then you can take him out or you can keep him in the nursing home. That's fine either way.
Yeah, but wouldn't look better because the lady there, the social worker, she's
so
a real
So when the service coordinator comes down, which it's not going to be this week, but when that happens, then you can take him out. But we'll have a little bit of warning, you know, after we get all the financials together. So then we'll be in touch then and we'll work on that, okay? I'll help you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go online and get his award letter from Social Security number. He gave me a initial email. I got to find that, so probably on the book.
So listen, we'll be in touch tomorrow after that assessment, and then we'll discuss the next step, okay?
Hold on. I already got the doctor, his doctor there, to sign the medical form, so that looks good. I'm one step ahead.
Perfect. That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, what should I tell Richard to say to them since it's an hour and 20 minutes? I can't get there. Just say nothing. When they come out tomorrow?
You don't need to be there when they come out.
Right. Like, what are they going to do with him?
They're going to have a little assessment with him. Ask him a few questions. 15 minutes assessment, not long.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah, the nursing home lady, Diane Webb, she was saying, you're lucky you get 4 hours. I said, excuse me. He's a 24-hour care. Where do you come off? Well, I have to use reverse psychology and act nice. And act stupid. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay, so listen, we'll follow up tomorrow after the assessment, okay?
All right. What was your name again?
Chaya. Chaya.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. All right,
we'll be
bye.
In touch. Have a good one. Bye-bye.